Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is us. You know who this is. You're listening to us. You're streaming it. Shit. We went 2 hours. We went a whole 2 hours. You know what I hate? Podcasts that go too long, and this podcast about things we hate went too long. And I'm not blaming myself.
No, you should blame me. Let's just be honest. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I blame you. So, just listen to both episodes.
Get both parts in.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
And good. If you hate both of them, you know, email us nameitnexttime@gmail.com and tell us how much we suck.
And enjoy the Phil Collins fan club, because you're in it.
Make sure your shit doesn't fuck up. Is that number? That
should be number
one.
I'm recording.
That should be number
one
on your
list. No, I'm doing it on the good computer. Well, yeah, on the newer computer.
You did last.
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull up.
Wait. On the new-ish computer. That's why I'm doing this. All
right.
Okay.
I'm pulling up my list.
It's only 6 years old instead of.
So. It's only
14
bullshit.
Or whatever the other one is.
This computer is only older than my grandparents.
Yeah, something like that.
Who are all dead.
Yeah, it's like you have to like you have to flip the switches.
You can't.
You have to flip the switches on your own. It's like it takes up our whole basement.
Yeah, it's all on off. You put a punch card in, I think.
Right, and then it spits out another punch card.
Yeah, should we do a shout? I think, you know, we should shout out to our switchboard operator, Janet.
Janet, yes, from 1948. She is great.
She is the only way we are able to communicate with you. We haven't really called that out, actually, the fact that we're not in the same room.
Well,
I mean, the illusion.
We don't want America
huge.
To know about that.
Yeah. Well,
what they
don't know. Our Twitter page does say that we are Chicago and beyond.
Yeah, I'm the beyond. Yeah, I'm beyond. Sure.
All right, we're supporting the switchboard operators of America.
Yeah, Janet. I know. She's 87 years old.
Her fingers are getting, you know, they're getting swollen. The joints are getting swollen from all those plug-in and unplugging.
She's got rheumatoid arthritis, and her job is mostly Morse code.
it's
hard.
It's astonishing.
It's hard labor.
It's too bad. If you can ever go and visit her, please do, and see what she does. It's amazing. She's been doing it since the war.
That'd be the Second World War. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I don't have anything funny to say in our little cold open here.
We never do.
What if I have nothing funny to say?
Well, the thing, you have that misconception that you have something funny to say in like the actual episode.
That's true. I don't have anything funny to say. And America will find out about that here soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to like it.
Oh, they are going to love it.
Yeah. Let's do...
According to our we can do a podcast. Yes,
can we do a podcast now?
I guess. Just
hello, America. You're listening to "We'll Name It Next Time" podcast. It's a podcast.
If you didn't know, it's a podcast. It's a podcast.
Come in when I tell you to come in. How many times? Ugh.
Man,
this is a podcast where two dudes try to figure out what their podcast should be about. So far, we've failed a lot of times.
Yep.
I'm Jake, joined as always by that other guy, Uncle Steve. Hi, Uncle Steve.
Now?
Yeah, you can come in now.
I'm
glad you have the fear.
You interrupted me.
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm glad you have fear now. That's what I've tried to establish this whole time.
Hey, fear is better than hiccups, and we know that. America doesn't really know that, but I know that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Still angry. about the hiccup situation.
We got some housekeeping, though. We got some housekeeping.
Okay, do our housekeeping.
Yep. So, America, we are obviously you found us some way or another. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn? TuneIn? I don't know. They're weird. We got some shout-outs, though. So, sorry. I'm leaning into my computer.
Shout
I sound very
out.
Far away. So, you know, we're in the Twitterverse. We are at Name It Next Time on Twitter. And we got a lot of friends, apparently. We're making a lot of friends. We're new. We're the new kids on the block. Because, you know,
we're going to lose them this episode.
But, you know, we got a shout out from Now That I'm Older, at Now That I'm Older, Escaping the Void, It's Alive, exclamation point, Extraordinary People Show, and one of our inspirations. I feel like we're shouting out to little guys, but we got to shout out to big guys that inspired us. We Have Concerns. So all of those, check them out.
Yeah, those are good ones.
And that's as much shilling as I'll do. This ain't my day job.
Good for you.
Yep. Oh, and at name it next time at, or name it next time at gmail.com if you want to send us dick pics
send your
or
hate mail.
Hate mail.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of hate mail today.
So that's as...
Because here's my idea.
You got
Steve.
An idea. We're kind of disjointed this week, so...
Yeah, we... and I'll be honest, America, Uncle Steve knew about this idea a little bit in advance.
I had some. Okay?
Yeah. I had this idea a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I am slightly angry as a human. So I had this idea. What if we did a podcast about things that make us angry?
What really grinds your gears?
What really makes me angry? And just to keep it, you know, a reasonable length. My list, at least, was thought of in, I don't know, about a half hour total of thinking. Just noticing things that were making me angry around me for about a half hour. And I think that's going to fill the podcast.
You're going to let that
but
one
Uncle
go?
Uncle Steve. Yeah, Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve actually has a list of his own.
I participated. Right? You know... I have a lot of hatred in my heart, but I also have a lot of deadness, a lot of dead inside.
Good.
So my list, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I let a lot of things that make me angry slide these days because I'm just dead.
So we're both angry. Just the point you need to see here, America, is that we're just a couple of angry dudes.
Yeah, I hate everything.
So I think we just fire these things off rapid fire to save America some time.
Yeah, because America's so
cuff,
interested
you know?
Into you know
what
we
hate. Hey, maybe you'll identify with us. You know, I think America will identify with some of these.
These tough times, America is looking to identify with two plain ass middle class white men doing a podcast.
Yep. Just average, just freaking.
From
average
what I've
guys.
Read on Twitter. People love just white guys these days.
People love just average white.
I mean, I even hate us. Let's be honest.
Well, add it to the list.
To a good start.
Us, the two
number
of us.
Number one,
okay.
Us. End of episode.
So I think, Uncle Steve, I think you go first on this.
All right.
And just rip off about, I don't know, 7, 8 of these things. And then just give me a little pause in case I, you know, I might have something I need to say to you.
I'm going to do, I'm going to do
my first.
I don't
know that you hate what I hate necessarily.
I feel
we might
like
hate some different things.
There has to be overlap.
There's going to be overlap because we both hate most things. But maybe you get some different ones than me. I don't know.
I'm going to give you my first four.
All right. Give me your first four.
Because the one after that needs a hard stop and explanation.
Okay. I'm excited. Just fire them off.
You know exactly what. Okay. So. Number one, as said in our, I think it was our first episode, whistling, especially unwarranted whistling, you know, unsolicited whistling.
Okay.
Expensive pizza toppings. People who say you can't judge parents until you're a parent. And connecting with that, dealing with other people's kids when you didn't expect to be dealing with those people's kids.
Good start. Steve hates whistlers, and we know that. Especially... unsolicited whistling.
And 11 goddamn o'clock at
now,
night.
If Steve comes up to you and asks you, hey, could you whistle Last Dance with Mary Jane really
quick. You're
getting
a throat punch.
You won't hate
You're getting a throat punch if that happens.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Add Tom Petty to that first five.
Add Tom Petty to the list. There's going to be a lot of adding to the list.
Adding to the list is not something we hate.
Okay. Hard stop on the next
Hard
one.
Hard stop. Well, do you any questions? Do I need to, you know?
Well, I get it with expensive pizza toppings. Well, that's some BS. It should be all you can.
No, get this.
Top.
We got pizza last night, and it was a new place that we heard they got good pan pizza. Because finding good pan and thin crust pizza in Chicago is a chore. But the vegetables and like any toppings at this place, pizza was $16. Every topping was $2.35. Each topping, regardless of meat, vegetable.
I hate it.
Like, what the hell is that? And then, vegetables should be 50 cents. You know, I get you have a profit margin, but, you know, there were like five mushrooms on our pizza and we paid $2.35.
All right. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Although, that said, the sauce was amazing. So, you know, if you like expensive toppings, tasty
Don't
sauce.
Don't shout them out. They might be a sponsor.
Yes. So
Don't
nice.
Shout them out. Don't
They're
hate
my sponsor
shout.
At the AAA meetings I go to.
Don't and, hate shout pizza companies.
I don't. That wasn't. It was good pizza. It was just expensive. So I don't know. Maybe that's not a good thing. There was also an employee complaining about coffee when we were there picking it up.
No.
Mm. All right. So All right. Hard stop. Phil Collins.
Oh God, that's a good one. Oh, that should be on my list.
Well, your list. Ugh. I mean, he's on your list for different reasons than he's on my list. I feel like you hate him just because he's garbage. Like this is gonna. I've since the beginning of the podcast, I've said that I've wanted to do my episode because as long as Jake has known me, I've had this rant in my mind about a little band. You might have heard of them called Genesis. And nope. You know, I love Genesis. I've grown up on progressive rock. You know, my favorite band's Rush. I love Genesis. Let me tell you about 80s Genesis and how shitty they are about ruining Genesis.
I'm sorry, man.
Although, you know, this hatred
gun, 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 gun.
And I don't think any of those songs are horrible. You know, I don't think any of those songs are horrible. And all of my anger would be mitigated. So Peter Gabriel left the band after Lamb Lies Down on Broadway.
Gosh.
And they had two good albums afterwards. They had Trick of the Tail and then they had Wind and Wuthering. Also, great albums. And Phil Collins was at the helm of the band. You know, he had great voice. And then they hit the 80s, that weird transition thing. And they went to pop. And, you know, you could argue that it was because Steve Hackett left the band. This is what America wants to hear. Am I right? America wants to hear about this is a Genesis fan
Pretty
cast.
Much, that was a whole podcast on Genesis you just did. Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, you know, they cut down to, like, three members eventually. You know, they should have just renamed themselves. I know they had brand recognition, but come on.
We're still going on the Genesis podcast here.
Listen, Phil Collins. Phil Collins, if you're listening, name it next time at gmail.com and we'll have a civilized discussion. We won't broadcast it, but I just need to ask you some questions.
I never saw Tarzan. All right, give me some more here. All right? People want to know what pisses us off.
I'm just sorry.
We're five in and we're
I mean,
already
the next
just
one after
ranting.
Phil Collins should be Can't Hurry Love is a garbage cover. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking at my
more.
List. Okay.
Give me some more
Waking
stuff.
Waking up hot and sweaty and or hungry, you know, in bed.
Okay.
Because I'm a poor person who lives in an apartment. And we don't have central air. We have a window unit in a different room than our bedroom. Waking up hot, especially hungover hot. Ugh, that's just the worst. And then you got the little grumbles. Anyway, after that, and this cuts back to last episode, spilling an ice cube tray, kind of, you know.
Because your freezer's not plumb.
I don't got no plumb
America
freezer.
America knows. You got to plumb your freezer.
Following up that, unplumbed freezers.
Right.
Why would I even live here? So, like, all right, here's one. When your butt itches, but, like, your pants are too thick to itch or scratch through.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
You gotta get in the pocket there. You gotta, like,
yeah, you gotta get in there.
In the pocket.
And then half the time, you're in a place that you can't really just dig in. You know, you just gotta get in.
I go in pant. I'll go in pant if I need to.
Well, yeah, if you need to. But if, like, let's say you're in front, like, I'm in a bunch of meetings, you know, sometimes with clients, sometimes with people who don't want to see me touching myself, and they can't do it. You can't even do it discreetly.
You gotta stop caring about that stuff.
I'm sorry, guys. This presentation needs to take take five. I need to whip my balls out. This needs to happen.
Oh boy.
So I'm gonna bend over. Someone get a ruler or something. Thank you. Okay. So what else I got? So youths or children who dress much cooler than I do. Have you seen the youths of today?
All children?
Yeah. Have you seen the youths
so
of today?
Kids.
They all got like mohawks and like the buzz sides.
Yeah, you hate everyone under 18 because they all dress better than you.
Everyone. I mean, over 18.
It's a
also
lot of
similar.
People you just alienated.
No, they just...
None of them listen. They don't listen to us.
No. We're a bunch of old white guys. We've already covered this. Yeah. I see them at the mall and like when I'm buying something because that's what you do there. I don't know. But they're there.
Move
they're
on.
Being all trendy, and I'm not trendy. Yeah.
Right, just like they were when you were a kid.
Did I mention that I'm 67 years old?
Yeah, you are. Old ass. All right, what else?
Oh, people who stop in doorways or at the bottom of stairs. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh,
like,
that's a good one.
Like, I was at a...
You know where I need to talk on my cell phone and have a conversation with eight of my best friends?
Where everyone else needs to go.
Right. I have an idea, my entire extended family. Let's stop right in this narrow hallway.
We're going on the train, the escalator down at the very bottom. Let's look at our map there. I was at a concert the other day, or I guess it was a week or so ago, and like we went upstairs to get a drink, came down the stairs, there's people just dead center of this giant stairwell. Blocking every single person up and or down, you know. Well, not or and, because you can't really do and up and down. Anyway, sorry, I'm just frustrated. I'm flustered. All right.
Yeah. All right. These things are making you like very mad.
America might think that I'm stumbling over my words through anger. No, this is just natural. That also makes me angry.
Give me something else.
You know what also makes me angry? One ply toilet paper. Dusting. I put. You know. I wrote down when I was writing this list down. I put dusting the house, but it should be dusting my small ass apartment. And then a day later, it's dusty again.
Oh, that's a classic.
But how does it happen?
You're dusty.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay,
so
dusty.
Is this right or wrong? Everyone always says when you talk about dust, like, well, that's just human skin. Most of dust is human. Is that true?
Most of your skin falls off every day. I've watched it happen.
You do love.
You're like a.
You do
you're
love
like a
that.
Snake.
Every
you're
time
like a
I've
cicada,
stayed over
but
at your
human. One time you left my house and I thought you were still here because there was a full cicada.
I weighed a full 30 pounds less from all the skin I left.
Oh, that's horrible.
Ew.
Okay. Okay.
But is dust all skin? I don't know that.
No.
No. I think that has to be a wife's tale.
No.
At name it next time. Tell us if we're wrong. Similar thing to the dusting thing. Food that goes bad, like, pretty much less than a week before you, after you bought it, you know?
I'm with you.
Especially lettuce.
Sometimes we leave chicken in our windowsill like you're supposed to, and it goes bad in like a couple of days. Can't figure it out.
Can't. We put milk in the oven and, you know, just doesn't taste the same.
Right.
You know what also makes me angry? Not on the list, but I'm just thinking of it now because I said lettuce. Are the people who quote that weird study about who say vegetarianism isn't is worse than meat eating because... calorie, pound per calorie, lettuce is worse for the environment than beef. And I have to say, who the fuck is eating only lettuce as their like caloric? Fucking manatees. They've had it too good too long. Ruining the environment.
Okay, there's a new show. Nobody's looking at manatees as the source of climate change.
But in their defense, they're kind of justified because we keep running them the hell over with our boat propellers.
With our jet skis and our boats.
Listen, Colin, with your old school jet ski boat, stop hitting the manatees and maybe they'll stop killing the earth.
Right, with their lettuce. Okay.
Also kind of connected to the whole vegetarian thing. You know Whole Foods. Everyone knows Whole Foods.
I know of it, yes.
Yes. Trying to stay under $10 for lunch at their hot bar. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever gotten their hot bar?
I've never been in a Whole Foods. Because I am a caveman.
Let me tell you how hard it is to... Because you think, like, they have, like, a bunch... They have rice, you know, they have the base, and then they have the toppings and the proteins and, like, different kind of carbs and whatnot. And you think, like, you put the rice down, and you're like, well, that's only, like, 0.1 pounds. And they do the per pound kind of thing. And then you throw on some vegetables and protein, and soon you're just paying $13 for a lunch that you could have gotten at, like, a school cafeteria. I'm passionate about this.
That sounds like Whole Foods to me.
Listen.
That sounds like the business plan. What I understand of Whole Foods is what you just described.
And I don't want to lose our sponsorship from Whole Foods.
Let's turn
tweet
the
at them
down a little
at
bit.
Whole Foods.
Let's make it a Whole little Foods. Dimmer in here. Lesson. Add some wood grain
hashtag,
and double the price of everything.
Hashtag less than $10. Whole Foods at Whole Foods. Our
I
sponsor,
might
our
add
number
Whole
one
Foods
sponsor,
as a company to my list.
If anybody didn't, our listeners didn't know, this is at Name It Next Time, the Whole Foods fan cast.
No, they're on my list.
All right, all right.
I got it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Another one, kind of a, you know, timing thing. Have you ever gotten into bed at night, gotten really cozy, like super warm if it's cold, or like you get regulate your temperature if it's a little warm? And then you're like just about ready to fall asleep, and then you realize you really have to pee.
That's a good one.
That makes me so angry, because then you like you gotta worst. Like either so you either stay
and you
in.
You wonder if you're like just convincing yourself you have to.
Yeah,
or if
right.
You really have to.
Yeah.
Like, is this gonna wake me up at midnight, or can I just let this one?
And no matter what, it's in your head, so even if it's all like mental, you just got to take care of it. You at least got to get rid of that, you know. It's either that or you take the gamble of whether how good your bladder control is subconsciously. Parades?
Really?
Yeah, fuck parades.
This is America.
Yeah, fuck America. Don't
oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Do you hate fire trucks?
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I mean,
yeah,
kind
you
of,
didn't.
But
that's exactly the kind of stuff I thought you were going to say.
Because you live in Beyond,
you
but
communist.
Where I live in Chicago, fire trucks and like sirens aren't good things.
You don't like seeing like the Shriners ride around in little go-karts?
I don't mind.
Okay.
I mean,
you hate kids getting candy? Is that what you hate?
Did we not talk about kids already?
You hate happiness. Oh, that's true. You hate all
I
kids.
I do hate everything.
They're cooler than you.
So,
what else? What else do you hate? Tell
shitty
me you
breweries.
Hate.
I can't even. Okay. The word brewery for one, because it's like rural brewery. You know, like
so speaking.
Well, like
you also hate
so.
Speaking.
I like so. People are gonna misconstrue that as like a PBR. I love a PBR. My favorite, one of my favorite beers of all time is Milwaukee's Best. No, wait, shit, I said that wrong. Shit, old
no,
Milwaukee.
That was wrong. That's, old Milwaukee.
Oh my god. I can't believe it did that because Milwaukee's Best is trash. But Old Milwaukee is one of my favorite beers of all time. And that's a shitty beer. God, I can't even say the word. But you know, you go to a craft beer, like a new like you're in a town and the new brewery opens up.
and they're you've been starved for like tasty beer, and you go and they have food and, you know, entertainment, great atmosphere, and then you drink their beer and you're like, this tastes just not bad, but just ugh.
Yeah, and then everyone around you is like, oh, this is amazing, because you're supposed to think it's amazing because like it's a microbrew.
Exactly right.
No, it's not.
And it just
tastes like a doorknob. Yeah,
and it's just like, this tastes like the last shitty brewery I went to. And like I really appreciate some of these breweries, you know, they're getting into the community. And
pretentious hipsters at the bar talking about how great the beer is.
Yeah, and it's just shitty you're beer. Supposed to. And like, there's a lot of good, like a lot of good breweries, but I'm not gonna call them out.
That's actually gonna find its way into my list later on.
That's oddly specific, and I hate that.
Something like that.
I hate that we share hatreds.
Yeah, we have a lot in common here.
All right, so I got two left. One connects to two episodes ago. Reliving embarrassing moments. Have you ever been
pillow hiding?
Yeah,
because you're a pillow hider. Yep.
It's not quite from Shaming, but it is.
If you want to hear about Steve's pillow hiding disease, check out the Friend Shaming episode. He's a pillow hider.
It's as bad as it sounds. I mean, have you ever been? It's kind of like the pee thing. Like, have you ever been?
No, I got you.
Have you ever been laying in bed and then you can't fall asleep because you're like, why the fuck did I do that in high school?
Yeah, eight.
High school
yeah,
12 was,
years ago.
Yeah.
God, that was so embarrassing.
But yeah, I'll be like, why did I make a move on that girl? That was just dumb. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Why did I poop in the middle of the hallway in high school?
The whole time.
Don't, hey, how dare you shame me for my mop fetish? How dare you?
Why did I take a mop to prom?
That's a good one.
All right. Do you have one more?
One more. And this is because I can't afford to buy a house in, actually, two more, out of unit laundry. That was going to get a longer spiel. But, you know, I have to walk downstairs outside. But, like, having to save for a freaking house? Are you kidding me? I live in an apartment in Chicago.
I get it. It's the classic young adult anger.
It's because I'm eating so much avocado toast.
Yeah, millennial avocado toast.
Millennials are just eating so much avocado toast that they can't buy house. Right. There's actually Google that and it's an article.
Just get a job as a sidewalk sweeper and you'll be able to buy a house immediately.
And I don't make bad money in my job.
I know. It's okay.
Yeah.
Quit it with your avocado and your Phil Collins obsession.